something for the weekend. Good morning, it's Trina Mara, and Cork University Maternity Hospital can now welcome expectant mothers with their partners to their 20-week scan, which is great news. So the partners can also then visit them after the baby is born due to a new tech solution called Yellow Schedule. And Kelly Brennan, you are on the line right now. You're an expectant mom, aren't you?
I am, yep, that's right.
And tell me, is this your first baby?
This is my first baby, yeah. I'm 37 weeks now.
Oh my God, so really exciting times. Have you everything organised?
Definitely. Getting there now, yeah.
What has been your first-hand experience of being pregnant during a global pandemic?
Well, I suppose it's been tough because, like that, I've had to go through every appointment alone. My 20-week anatomy scan, I've had to come in alone. I found out I had a slight issue with my placenta there. Now, it's of no major worry to the baby, but, you know, I was still there alone to hear that news. It's hard without having your partner by your side.
Yeah, and it really is such an exciting time as well for both of you that you want to experience it together, don't you, really? Like, you want them there for every moment.
Definitely, yeah. And he definitely misses out as well. You know, he doesn't get the whole benefit of pregnancy either because it's new for him as well.
So where are you attending? Are you attending Cork University Hospital there?
Yeah, I'm in CUMH now, yeah. I've actually... Okay. Been admitted. So I'm here now a week today and I probably have another 2 weeks to go.
Oh, really? You're in there. So just going back, your partner is Alan, isn't it? He couldn't attend the 20-week scan. So how did you tell him, you know, how things went or how you got on? Because you found out the gender as well, didn't you?
I found out the gender as well, yeah. No, I got it wrote down on a piece of paper and we opened it together when we came home.
Ah, okay.
So at least we got to find out together. But like that, he had to wait in the car while I was inside for my scan.
Yeah, yeah. Do you find, I know that certainly when I used to be going for my appointments, sometimes it can be hard to take everything in because you're getting so much information and you almost need, and you do get that baby brain thing, you know, you almost need another person there to kind of listen for you. Did you find that?
You definitely do. And that's one of the major things I think I found. And because being a new mother as well, that it was definitely hard to take in all the information. I didn't ask all the questions that I would have liked to. It was only when I came home afterwards that I kind of said, oh God, why didn't I ask this and that, you know?
I'm sure Alan was saying to you, and what did they say about this? And you're going, oh God, I don't really know what they said. You'd nearly need to record it, wouldn't you?
You definitely would, yeah. Yeah.
So I know when I was going for my appointments, everybody would just arrive at the same time and you'd nearly be queuing down the hall. Now, I had my baby in the Rotunda in Dublin, but you'd be queuing down the hall to get your chart. So is it still busy in the maternity hospitals or what do you think? Has it quietened down, do you think?
I definitely think it's busy. It's now, like I say, it's all new to me, but I definitely think it is very busy. Like there's a lot of mothers here at the moment as well, you know. But with the yellow schedule, my partner can come in now. He can schedule his appointment. He can come in for an hour every day and there's no waiting for him to come in. You know, he just has to go in through the COVID check hut and he can come straight up to the ward to me then, which is fantastic.
And how far in advance would he need to schedule his visit? Say if he knew that he was going to have an hour off or something at, you know, I don't know, 4 o'clock today, would he be able to pop onto that and book in and come in a half an hour later?
Yeah, he hasn't had any issues so far anyways, thank God. You know, he could go on this morning and book his appointment for the afternoon, no problem.
Okay, so the idea for anybody who doesn't know, this yellow schedule controls the flow of people coming in and expecting moms coming in and the partners coming in, and there's also contact tracing and everything there. So you both get a COVID screening questionnaire, I know, and then you scan this QR code when you arrive. So even when you arrive in, for anyone who isn't aware, there's none of this filling out forms on site and wasting time when you could really just be in there having your visit.
Yeah, he fills it all out beforehand. And like that, it's great for me as well because I don't really have to do anything with it. It's up to the dads. You know, the pressure is off the moms to do it. He fills it out. He does his COVID screening form himself and he pops on the way in himself.
Brilliant. Oh, isn't it great just to have, be able to know that he can come in and see you now? Because it's a long time. You say you've been admitted as well. Do you know, is the baby going to come early, do you think?
Yeah, I have actually have a C-section scheduled for the 19th.
Okay.
So I'll be here till then. I'm delighted with this new act because at least I can have him visiting every day.
I know, because it's a long time, isn't it, to be sitting there on your own otherwise.
Oh, very hard. Definitely. Yeah, very hard.
Particularly, I suppose, because you haven't had your baby yet. You know, for mothers who've had their baby and they're busy kind of looking after the baby and all that kind of, that's one thing, but you're just kind of waiting, aren't you?
I'm just waiting. Yeah. And I'm lucky that I feel well. But in another sense, you're kind of just hanging around when you do feel well, you know.
Mm-hmm. And what's the reason you're in? Or you don't have to tell us if you don't want to, but is your health okay?
My health is fine. Yeah. I just have a low-lying placenta, which just means there's just a very slight risk of a bleed, which would mean an emergency section.
Right, so they want to keep you, an eye on you and have you there ready to go just in case.
Yeah, definitely.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
And how are you feeling? Are you really, really excited about the baby arriving?
Oh, I can't wait. The countdown is on now, and especially when you have a date, it's great.
How have you found actually getting stuff for the baby? Because in ordinary times, you can pop into Pennies and get all the things that you want. And, you know, you've got all the shops open for you. How have you found getting your bits and pieces together?
I feel you kind of miss out on that side of it as well. You know, the going off and the shopping trip and enjoying that experience. But we've just had to get everything online.
Your prams and everything.
Yeah. No, we were able to book an appointment to go and buy the pram, which was fantastic.
Great. Yeah.
But that was the only thing. We had to get everything else online.
And just hope for the best, all the clothes and everything. Because
exactly.
I love having a feel of clothes to see what they're like, the material. So you're kind of having to guess, really, aren't you?
You do. You definitely have to guess. And like that, like then some delivery times were so long. We were waiting for weeks for things to come. Mm-hmm. And butcher, look.
And you know, at least you know the gender of the baby, whereas a lot of people wouldn't. And they don't know what colour to be buying. So at least you have that sorted. We're not going to let the cat out of the bag, because I know you probably want to keep it as a surprise for a lot of people as well who might be listening. But listen, it's absolutely brilliant to talk, and I would advise you right now to get as much sleep as you possibly can, because I'm telling you, this time next month you are going to be wrecked.
I can imagine. Yes, thank you very much.
You'd almost wish you could store it up, because you can't do that, unfortunately. But yeah, it's very tiring, but it's so worth it. And I wish you all the best. And what's the story then, Alan, when you go in and have your C-section, can Alan be in there, or is it just afterwards,
Alan,
or do you know?
Yeah, Alan can come in. As far as I'm aware, Alan can come in when I go down to theatre, and he'll have a bit of time with me after the baby then as well.
Well, listen, the best of luck. Congratulations. Yeah. Let us know, won't you, when baby arrives?
Oh, definitely. And can I just say as well, while I'm on the phone, that the staff, the doctors, the nurses and the healthcare assistants and housekeeping here in CUMH are just fantastic. I really couldn't fault them. They've been so good since I've come in. So.
Yeah, I think they're just amazing people, aren't they?
They really are, yeah. And it really is appreciated, you know, because it's a tough time.
Oh, I know, absolutely. Well, listen, Kelly, thank you so much for taking our call. You take care of yourself there. Are you lying in the bed right now?
I actually got up, so I stretched my legs a little bit.
She's in her pyjamas, so I can guarantee you she's in her pyjamas.
Definitely.
Ah, Kelly, thanks so much. Best of luck now.
Thanks a million.
Cheers. See you now. Bye-bye. This is Something for the Weekend. It's Ireland's Classic Hits.